say, I've never known his that bloke's name. He's been in so many things. Not David Rappaport, obviously, but Douglas Barr.
Douglas Barr. He was in The Fall Guy.
Yeah, he was his mate, wasn't he? But
yes.
He was. But he's been in so many things, and I always get him confused with what's his name, Bruce Boxleitner.
Oh right, yes, Mr. Tron.
Yes, that's the one. They look very similar.
Yes.
To me, anyway.
I suppose they have sort of the same sort of jawline, don't they? And stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The generic look.
But one is made of light and the other one isn't.
Hello and welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts Brian and Kevin.
Hello and welcome to Launching the Pilot. Should I do that again?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Launching the Pilot episode 364. This time we're doing The Wizard, which is 1986 to 1987, 19 episodes, and the first one is called El Dorado.
Yeah.
El Dorado. It was a terrible series. I didn't enjoy it at all.
No.
El Dorado. Not The Wizard. I quite enjoyed The Wizard.
Jesse Birdsall, wasn't it? Jesse Birdsall was El Dorado.
Yeah.
They built a whole town in Spain.
A whole town and abandoned it.
Yeah.
We paid for it.
Yeah.
You and me paid for it.
There is that. Well, those of us that pay our TV license.
Yeah.
Whoever's listening.
Maybe it's like a timeshare. Maybe we can go and spend a few days in there.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I pay for that step.
I'm going to sleep on it. It's a strange thing goes on in my head, but as soon as I hear anybody says The Wizard, I just get the old Top of the Pops theme, you know, the Paul Hardcastle one, The Wizard.
That
comes up in my head. I can't stop it for whatever reason.
I'm just easing on down the road.
That's it. It's one for the teenagers.
Yes. All this is for the teenagers.
Yeah,
that's my demographic.
Yeah, that's it. The hip and cool crowd.
Yeah. So, this was David Rappaport, I think it is, as Simon McKay.
Yep. The toy maker.
Toy maker. The wizard. The title.
I think the back plot is he's like ex-CIA, FBI, that type of... And he used to invent things for them, and then he went off-grid completely for 6 years or something.
Yes, that's right, yes.
And then he reappeared, and the American government is worried because he knows too much.
Too much. Some other people might try and nab him, yes.
Yeah.
And we start off with him skulking around...
Simon McKay patented his first invention when he was 7 years old. The Soviets still haven't even equaled the hardware he designed for the Pentagon.
McKay hasn't worked for... Why do we still provide security for him?
He carries out assignments for us from time to time, and we don't want him jeopardized.
Assignments, Ed? The guy's a toy maker, in here between 78 and 84. What went down between Warland and Toyland?
He vanished. Disappeared.
Maybe he went to the North Pole to learn his new trade. Ed, come on. Why am I being punished? Did I put in for too high of an expense account? Is that it?
Henderson did, but got himself poisoned.
Yeah,
from someone, it looks like. And this guy is thuggish.
I couldn't work it out because it was really, really low. The first thing I've got written down here is sort of tracking out.
Yeah, they didn't do a very good fear chest to upload, did they, copy?
No, they didn't do a very good conversion. Because you see, And it's, you're going through a really dimly lit, I suppose it's like a home office or something like that.
Yes.
But I'm sure it goes past a BAFTA at some point.
Oh, it may do.
But anyway, he goes, and it looks like he's looking in a window, but then it's not. It's just like a room divider or something like that.
Yes, yeah,
he comes,
yeah.
Sort of like skulking around there. And then all of a sudden, yeah, this villainous type guy
Yes.
comes into view, right, almost behind him.
Yes, that's right.
He's sort of like, he's hiding down the underneath the desk and things like this. Then we cut to a car outside.
Yes, that's right. And it's
I thought this bloke was a wizard because he Yes. made his pipe disappear.
Yeah, I know, it's that. Maybe it was a licorice one.
But he's sitting there talking and he puts his pipe in his mouth and literally it disappears. But I think again, it's just poor editing, poor splicing, or whatever. Because
there was probably an advert there somewhere.
But that's the thing. I mean, it's like in about three or four different places at this beginning bit.
Yeah,
you miss bits of dialogue.
Yes, you do. You
they
do.
They start saying something, and then they finish saying something
else. Something else.
What were you in the middle?
I thought it was just me.
Yeah. No, it wasn't just you.
It's like when I talked to Joe. I'm sure there's missing bits of dialogue in between. Yeah.
That's it. It's like I look at the clock now and there's 3 minutes disappeared and I've got no idea where they've gone.
just to digress ever so slightly. Yeah. One of Joe's friends took her to the shops and I said, do we need anything? I said, yes, we need bread and a tizer, please. Yeah. And she says, I'm going to the shops, not back in time to 1980. Because David Rappaport, he advertised Tizer in this country, didn't he? He did. He was and that's what made me think of Tizer. I thought I could do with a nice Tizer right now.
I know, but that's the thing. That's before he bunkered off to America, wasn't it?
Yes, because it was.
It's when Tizer was still in the old like Lucozade bottles, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah,
in the glass bottle. Yeah. That had,
but they still make it. They still make Tizer today.
I know. But I seem to recall the label being very much like the Pepsi Max label.
It was very similar. That I remember. Yes, apart from the whole thing was very orange.
Yes, it was very orange.
Red. Was it red? Reddy orange,
it was red,
yeah.
It was red and orange, wasn't it?
Yes,
because
it was.
The drink itself is really bright orange. Unnaturally bright orange.
Yes, yeah.
And it's also, as I remember, it's about three times fizzier than anything else known to man.
Yeah. Now, I couldn't remember if his character in the adverts was called Shades, because I'm sure he was called Shades. But then I think that was Tiswas. He was a character on Tiswas as well, called Shades. Yes.
Yeah. But it was, I honestly can't remember. The only, when you talk sort of like drink, and Shades, to me, it's the Hofmeister Bear.
Yeah. Follow the bear, eh? Yeah. And you've been following that bear all these years.
Oh, God. These fights are fancy, we go on.
I know.
So anyway, the bloke that looks like Bruce Boxleitner in the car.
Yes. It's chatting. They're giving him the backstory that Simon was a great inventor from the age of seven. He didn't do anything up till then, you know.
No, lazy up till seven.
At
the age of seven, he successfully applied for his first patent.
Yes, that's right.
And he was inventing stuff then that the Russians and Chinese still haven't been able to make now. Yeah,
they can't understand.
Until
Trump gives him the secrets. That's it.
Absolutely, until Trump sells him.
But he says, and you'll be working with Darcy. He goes, well, Darcy, I trained Darcy, you know.
Yeah, he said, what is this, some sort of punishment? Something like this. But then he says about the guy that was previously doing it got poisoned.
Poisoned, yes.
And he said, well, that's why I never eat out. I don't eat anything except if I'm at mum's house. And even then, I'd give it to my dog first.
Yeah.
And then he says, you know, you'll be working with Darcy. And he says, oh, now I know it's punishment.
Yeah, because she was a trainee.
Yeah.
And she's also a...
a woman.
You said it, sir.
He certainly did. But yeah, so it's got, you know, it's going through all this and you've got to provide protection.
Yes.
And I put perfect timing because this is, you cut back to the house.
And he's still skulking around in the dark.
He's still skulking around.
Yes.
Simon is hiding. I think he's hiding under a bookcase.
Yes, or desk. I couldn't work it out. The quality is quite poor.
Yeah.
been released on DVD.
I was going to say this was probably too old even when DVD came out.
Yeah.
So Alex, who's the guy who's going to protect him,
he
comes in and he's sort of like, he soon works out that something's wrong because he sneaks in. He's got his gun out.
The house is all dark as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's all really, really dingy. So he's sort of like skulking around and
he climbs
to the top of a bookcase.
Well, first he picks a pack of popple locks and there's a camera watching him, and you noticed. Yeah. Yeah. And then, he goes in, climbs up the bookcase, and sees the other. I don't know if he knows he's the bad guy. He's just assuming. Yeah. He looks.
He doesn't
know the situation at all, but.
He just thinks, right, okay, just for giggles, I'm going to jump on this bloke.
Yeah. But he is a fool guy, isn't he? So.
Yeah.
Or assistant to a fool guy. Douglas Spar. Yes.
Yep. That's it. Yeah, and his mate Cole Seavers.
Yes, that's it.
So he jumped literally. There's another minute or so of
needless
skulking around where you cut back to Simon at the bottom. Don't you see Darcy somewhere?
Well, what happens is he jumps down and he lands on the floor because he goes straight through this guy.
Yeah.
And then the lights come on, and this Darcy comes out with a remote control.
she's laughing. And Simon gets up and he's laughing. He says, oh, it's a hologram.
Yes.
So it doesn't really exist. So, of course, Alex has got you up straight away.
Yes.
Doesn't he smack himself in the face or something? He gives himself a nosebleed, doesn't he?
Yes, because when he hits them all. And Simon says, it's all right, I've got a handkerchief here somewhere. And he pulls all these things out of his pocket.
Yeah.
And there's candy, yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently he has a candy crush, because I wrote that here. Because he loves candy, but he's got to resist.
Your socials are going to be knackered now. I know.
All these hip preference.
There's going to be all the adverts.
It's all these hip references that people know.
Absolutely, yeah. Was that dodgy hip references?
Yeah. And a bad knee, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, one of the things he gets out of his pocket is a ball of flubber.
Yes.
Literally, it pings all the way around the place. And while all this other dialogue's going on, it keeps cutting back to it pinging.
Yes,
it
yeah, yeah.
And then he gives him the handkerchief. They're talking about the
hologram, and it's a soldier now. They say it's for, you know, if children who are lonely, they could play hide and seek with it or tag with it. And I thought, that why would you have a scary guy on it?
I know, it's like a Roman centurion with sword drawn and things like this, isn't it? And he's pulling around. It's like a little metal tripod thing that he's pulling around, and that's the hologram. And I put, it might be a hologram, but if it's a hologram, why does Darcy step round it and have it shine on her when she walks behind it?
It was a very good hologram.
It was like an Arnold Rimmer 3D. It was a hard light drive.
And I'm thinking, what? They've got the soldier, okay, but the scary guy, who else have they got on there? Mary Poppins, the child catcher. Play hide and seek with him.
Oh, no, God. Oh, that was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, sorry, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. It was indeed.
That's it. You're mixing up your childhood films.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
No, absolutely. that's it.
Before my time,
well,
yeah.
Well, that's it. Well, the thing is, if we were going back to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, then yeah. Simon would actually be Benny Hill.
Yes.
He was the toy man.
So inventor. He was, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah.
Stupid song and dance routine in the middle of it, Chitty Chitty Bang, but never understood it. It's just silly. It just took
which
away from the drama.
Which one,
Toot Sweets or? No, Toot Sweets is yeah, the beginning, isn't it? This one's where they're dressed up as dolls and wind up dolls.
Oh,
and,
God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Turning around and around.
Yeah, around and yeah, around. And having no lyrics and no lyrics and no lyrics. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. The one that I really, really like, though, is The Posh Travelling Life.
Oh, right.
Posh, you know, the one where his dad is dressed up as the
soldier. Oh, yes, yes. So, I know the one.
Yeah, and he floats away in his, like,
yeah,
garden shed.
It's such a long film. It's like 4 hours long.
Do you think that's where they got the idea for Up from?
Yes, they must have done, mustn't they?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, so they give him a bit. They give him a.
It's the Starlight Foundation.
He's called the Wizard and things like this. And then we go to guys outside in the car.
Oh yes, the bad guys chatting.
Yeah, they're chatting outside in the car. They do a tour and things like this. And then it's the next morning, and these blokes that are sitting in the car, their suits, ties, things like this. So they're obviously high powered businessmen.
Yeah,
but they're shady, very shady.
Yeah, they're planning to steal the wizard and sell him to the highest bidder.
Exactly. But the thing is, they're not against sitting in a car for 8 hours doing absolutely sod all.
No.
If we move this up quickly, getting him to Hong Kong may become a serious problem.
Do you actually believe you can auction off Simon McKay to the highest bidder?
He is in demand. Would you procure him for me, Mr. Neff? And I will persuade him to use technology on more important things than toys.
Tipping it down rain.
Got nothing else to do.
There in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a long day. Yeah. It's a stakeout, I suppose.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the Starlight Foundation. I've got Make-A-Wish there.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same sort of thing. There's a child who wants to meet the wizard.
Yeah, and we're also introduced to the really annoying Jack.
Oh, Jack. Oh, God, yeah.
You've done your best to forget him, but I've just brought him back into the conversation.
You have. I thought, Jack's in trouble, I've got.
Yeah.
From Puff Stuff.
Yeah, HR Puff and Stuff, yeah.
HR Puff and Stuff, yes, they've got him.
Yeah. But then, yeah, he takes the kid that's wanted to meet him on a tour. He's sort of like playing with toys and things.
Because Jack's made this puff thing that grows and grows and grows, but he's made it in the shapes of women.
Yeah.
And Darcy does comment on it. This does seem a little odd.
Darcy,
you're on to something.
Yeah. That's it. And he's just on something.
Yeah, he's just on something.
And then,
yes. Yeah, do you know the kid's name?
No.
God. Brian.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yeah.
Why would I remember that?
No, no, no. And Simon says, oh, only Brian and I can go into this next room.
Yeah.
Everyone else has to stay out.
Uh-oh. Is that Operation U2? What's that, Rolf? Yeah. We go then, and he takes him in, and there's a massive cupboard thing that he slides out, and it's got sweets in it, and he's not really allowed sweets, and he has to keep locked away.
This is the bit I don't buy, because he says, we've got candy here, we've got cookies here. He's English. He wouldn't say that. He'd say sweets and biscuits. I don't know how long he's been in America. It could be a while, but he's still got his accent. So.
Yeah. That's right, and then he gets.
Because he was in Liverpool, and they sent him out onto the docks.
Did they now?
Apparently. Yeah. I've got my notes.
Yeah, that's right. And then you climbed hand over hand onto the Titanic and sailed across to America.
Yeah.
Meeting Kate Winslet on the way. But
yeah.
So So yeah, and we do a bit with he's got a VR headset that was built into a crash helmet.
Yes.
But it's also a mind control for a helicopter.
Yes. Yeah.
And we do a pretty painful bit where he's trying to teach him how to use it.
It does go on a little bit. It's a bit, when Brian takes his cap off, he's bald. I know the feeling. Yeah. And he puts his headset on him.
You get in common.
Yeah. He says, just fly this helicopter with your mind.
Yeah.
And eventually he does it. And he says, well, you've done it. You're the first. You're like the Wright brothers. This is the first time anyone's ever flown a helicopter with just their mind. Yeah. You think Simon would have tested it a bit first, but we're going to give it to the kid. Yeah. Give it to Brian.
Nobody's done this before at all, but put this thing that connects it to your brain over your head.
Yeah.
Let's face it, it looks like you've got cancer. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. And it turns out that
we're just hurrying the inevitable if it fries your head.
Yeah. Don't worry about the sparking. It's fine.
Absolutely.
And it turns out that Brian has an older brother.
Yeah.
22 years up. He's 22 years old, or saying his brother.
No.
He's 22 years old.
Simon's talking. Yeah.
Yes.
Brian's not there at the time, but Simon is talking to his mum. And she says, oh, yeah, I've actually got two single kids.
Yes.
Because I've got an older son.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his name either.
Brian come along when his older brother was 22 and off to college.
His older brother was 22, but he'd finished school, and he was an archaeologist.
And his bone marrow might help, but we don't know where he is. We've lost all trace of him.
He went away 6 years ago to look for some. No, 6 months ago.
Lost city.
In South America.
And Simon says all these names of cities and stuff. Which one? And I thought, it's going to be El Dorado, isn't it?
there's a clue right at the beginning of the programme.
But I've got unrealistic. Who would have a kid 22 years age gap? It's just no one's going to have that such a big age gap between their children, are they?
Those type of fools do not exist.
No one in the world we know would do this. They're foolish. They've got their kids. They're all grown up. They've gone out. They've moved out. Yes. Why would you start again? What foolish people would start that again?
bit of an eggy silence there.
Yeah. We were free. Kids were grown. We could go. We could do whatever we wanted.
I know.
But I could take a minute.
And then Joe got bored.
Yeah. But babies are nice, aren't they? No, they're not. How about a dog?
anyway,
apart from my breakdown, Doug is missing. Yeah.
Doug, the archaeologist.
Then I think we.
He's a very special boy. Is he an only child?
Well, yes and no. You might say I've had two only children.
Two only children.
Yes, Brian's brother, Douglas, was already 22 and living away from home when Brian was born. Brian was an unexpected blessing.
Have you spoken to his doctors about a possible bone marrow transplant from his brother?
Yes, bone marrow transplant from a sibling. What is it, Rachel? Well, Douglas is an archaeology professor. Unfortunately, never the classroom type. And about 10 months ago, he went to South America to look for some lost city. Nobody even knows if it's real or a legend. We tried everything to find it. Our embassies, the State Department, universities, missionaries, even revolutionaries. I keep praying that he'll write to us or call us.
Did he ever mention the name of the city? Was it Muribica, Rome, El Dorado? Do any of those sound familiar?
No, he never said the name.
Cut to the next morning, and Alex is woken up by loud noises. And he thinks, what's this? What's going on? And Darcy says, oh, it's just Simon drumming. This helps him think, you know.
Yeah.
It's lucky it's lucky Sherlock Holmes didn't have a drum kit to help him think, innit?
I know, yeah.
Watson would have been right out of there.
He had the violin, didn't he?
He did have the violin. But what if he drummed instead?
And he used to smoke opium.
Yes, well, we all know who hasn't.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's what gets you through the day. You need it.
Didn't we before this cut back to the blokes in the car and saw that they were still there?
Oh, I think they were still in there. Yeah.
And then he finishes on the drums and says, "Right, okay, get the stuff packed. We're going."
Yes.
So
yes.
Going where? We're going to El Dorado. Yes.
Yeah, South America. He goes, get the visas to clear us on all the bits we need to Darcy.
They get to the garage.
Yes.
And he's got an old Citroen GS.
Yes.
And it's basically they start loading the car up and the assistant.
Jack
comes in with
a bag of sweets.
He's sort of like, no,
I've Darcy, got to resist, I've got to be strong.
I've got to resist. So she comes, takes him off Jack. Jack gives him an egg of the puffed stuff or whatever. Anyway, he then gives, he's got like a carpet bag on the floor.
Yes.
That's got a big lock on it. And
Alex can't lift it. And then Simon comes along.
And he says, oh, it's all right.
It's my bag. I'll take care of it. So he fiddles with something on the handle. Then he lifts it.
Yeah.
And Alex says, what? What? How?
Yeah, you get like a bit of a squeaking noise when he's.
Yeah.
And then he throws it through the window into the car.
Yes.
And then Jack says, oh, yeah, it's liquid helium. When he presses the button, it releases it inside, which counteracts the weight of the bag.
Yes.
Right, okay. Anyway, he says, I designed the switch.
Yes. Then they're driving. They're easing on down the road.
Simon's driving.
Yes, he is. He's got special adapted pedals and stuff. Yep.
Yeah, so he's driving, and Alex notices the tail.
Yeah.
And then he says, take a left here. So they take a left, and the car follows him. And then Darby says, how long has he been following us? And he says, oh, since we left.
Yes.
And then Simon says, Simon doesn't do anything, does he? He just pulls a U in the road.
That's right.
And they said, yeah, they sort of like get back up and they say, well, what are you doing? He says, oh, I'm just trying to prove your theory or disprove it.
Yeah.
And then they follow. He says, oh, well, it looks like your theory's proved. It's proven.
Yes.
So anyway, he starts racing a bit, doesn't he? He's sort of like, he puts his foot down.
Yeah. And he hands the controls over to Darcy and he jumps in the back with Alex.
Yeah, but that's and the Alex thing says, as well.
Because they start shooting at the tyres. They make it very point. They're not shooting at the car. They're shooting at the tyres on the car. Because you get as close as up. And Alex goes to Simon. He says, get down. He goes, I am down.
But also the thing is, they go from, they're in the middle of a town. Middle of a town. Next thing you know, they're in absolute countryside. Then they're on a freeway.
Yeah. They're moving around a bit.
Yeah. And they're shooting at the tyres. Despite the fact that if they knew anything about cars, they'd know full well that that car can drive on three wheels exactly the same as it can on four.
Mostly they did. Yeah.
Because of the suspension, literally, it's all self-leveling. It's what they used to use for horse racing.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting away from that.
Anyway.
Simon's jumped over the seat, isn't he, into the back, and he says, take over.
Now, Alex and Darcy have got to drive the car because the pedals are weird and Darcy can't get in the driver's seat because the pedals are too close. So she has to do the pedals and Alex does the steering.
But she's doing the pedals with her hands. She's leaning forward through the seats. And then Alex is leaning over the front seat and he's doing the steering.
Yes.
And in the meantime, Simon says, right, okay, stop. So they stop and he puts a remote control car outside. He says, right, go.
Yeah.
And then this remote control car sort of like starts following the car that's following them.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, this all takes far too long.
It's a big... I thought, there's not much left of the episode.
No. Yeah, they're doing all of this for the introductory and things like that before they actually go to anywhere connected with this El Dorado.
Have we missed the bit in El Dorado where the archaeologist guys found the treasure? Or is that coming up?
I think that's coming up.
Okay.
Because the long and short of it is the remote control car goes under the people who are following them's car. And blows a wheel off. And
yes, it does.
Blows a suspension.
Yes.
So they can't follow them anymore.
Yes.
Then we cut to South America, El Dorado.
Yeah. Okay,
And the archaeologist fella, who, we assume is the archaeologist because that's where everything's pointing us to.
He's just like Indiana Jones.
Pretty much. He's watching the most unconvincing statue you've ever seen.
Oh, God.
The biggest lump of glass that's supposed
to be. Yeah, that's out of Powerland. That's not ancient treasure.
That's one of those old kids' ring things, you know, where they have the little plastic ring with a massive jewel on the top.
Yeah.
It's one of them. It's so unconvincing, it's unbelievable.
But the other guy who's funded the expedition, he's kind of interested in it. If, oh, that's nice. How much more of this? Oh, loads more. The museum's going to have a field day.
Hundreds of them. Anyway, he goes and he says, oh, that's a massive emerald or sapphire or something like that, isn't it? So he starts... Bearing in mind, this thing's thousands of years, supposed to be thousands of years old. It's been at the bottom of the thing for thousands of years. So anyway, the guy that's funding it all has got hold of it and he starts pulling the stone in it. And he says, oh, don't damage it. You know, this you might damage something and things like this. He says, and he basically says, well, you found it. I paid you to find it. It's mine.
Right. Yeah. See,
none of this is going to the museum. Yeah. I'm having all of it.
See, I pull out the diamond, and now it belongs to me. That's what he says.
Yeah. Everything, Sylvester. Yeah. Right here. Right where I thought.
You got any more of these artifacts?
Yes, hundreds. Your National Museum owes you a great debt, Signore. As do I. Without your backing, your support, I never would have been here.
It's a fantastic emerald. This is a fantastic emerald.
Signore, be careful. It's very fragile. That's an archaeological treasure, sir. I said leave it alone. Let me go. What's going on here? Ray, don't!
Attached to that is an archaeological treasure. Attached to me, it is my treasure.
Yeah, Vincent.
He quickly lays his cards on the table there.
Yeah, a quick plane trip. By Darcy and Simon and Alex. Darcy's flying the plane.
Yeah, and then, we've got statue, helicopter.
Yes.
And then they're in the...
jungle.
Is it a plane? Yeah, is it a plane or is it a helicopter, though?
No, they're in the plane, first of all.
They're in a plane. Yeah, because basically he says, oh, you know, all these people have been looking for El Dorado. But in my 5 minutes of study, it's here. That I've decided that instead of looking in the place where everybody thinks or knows it is,
My best guess is that it'd be here.
Yeah.
And if Douglas is any good, he'd guess it's here too. Okay. Yeah. Well, exactly. The story's got to happen.
Next thing you know, they're on foot. They're going through the
jungle
because they see the workers and everything, don't they?
Well, first, don't forget the hilarious stopping for a meal bit and eating bugs.
I tried to wipe that from.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. They're sort of on their overnight trek or whatever. It's sort of.
And Darcy's okay with eating the bugs, but Alex doesn't know what he's eating, and they tell him it's bugs.
He says, it's lovely, it's really nice,
potato and bugs is what it is.
Potato.
And a protein drink shake that's made out of leeches. They could have brought stuff with them.
Alex eats a Snickers.
Yes. A candy bar.
He said basically, oh, it's a lure.
Yeah.
And he said, well, what's that? It's a candy bar.
Yeah.
And he describes everything that's in it.
And then
Cyrus says, is there a bit left?
He says, sweet revenge. Yeah. As in sweet and revenge. Yeah, see?
That's it. Highbrow. It's got a highbrow.
Yeah. Then they spy on the bad guys in the morning.
Yeah, then they spot that, what was his name?
He's Douglas. Tied up. Douglas tied up.
Yeah.
Then, literally tied up. Yeah. not figuratively.
We cut to the camp with the crooks and things like this. And the museum director is saying, right, okay, load everything onto the chopper.
Get to the chopper, yeah.
Yeah.
I
heard that about four times during this programme. Every time he mentioned it.
Yeah,
he went all Arnie, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he says, oh, what about the sort of like the archaeologist and team? He says, oh, they're going to fall victim to the local tribe.
Yes. Because there is a bit where Simon says about the legend that the golden man will rise from the water and banish all the people away or something. Yeah, it's something like that. And I thought, that's not playing anything forward, is it?
No,
that's an innocent comment all on its own.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
Simon says, I'll go down. And they said, no, we're the CIA or whatever. We'll handle this. And you look around at Darcy and all her clothes are ripped. I thought, wait, what's happened? Yeah. Have we missed something?
Yeah, but there's that. And she smears a bit of mud on her sleeves.
Yeah.
And Alex does exactly the same. And then all of a sudden they're disguised.
Yes.
And then they split up and they go down to the camp.
Yep. And I thought, they're going to act as they're, we're lost, we can't find our way. But only one of them's going to do that bit.
Yes,
so the other guy didn't need to mess himself up at all and smear mud on himself.
She basically gets herself taken into the cabin. She pretends she's injured and she's thirsty and things. Goes in, asks for a drink and all this. And then she makes a noise so that Alex can overpower one of the guards. Grab his gun.
That's it.
And then we go.
That's it. And they've got the advantage.
Yeah.
Because she pulls a gun out from a ankle holster. And she's got Ray, the museum guy, and she says, tell your men to drop their weapons.
Yeah.
And they do, as he's told. And Douglas comes out and says, oh, thank God you found us. And then Ray just grabs Douglas and throws him at Darcy. He drops their gun.
I know. And that's it. And the thing is that experienced agents and all that, there's Alex covering everybody apart from the bloke who's sitting behind him.
He grabs him. Grabs it. Yeah. I mean, how the tables are turned back.
Absolutely. And then, Alex is saying, oh, no, you just take everything if you want.
We only want Douglas.
This guy. We're just sort of like.
It's about his family. And Douglas goes, what? What's wrong?
Broke it.
Please, anyone speak English?
I speak English, señorita.
Oh, thank God. Do you have some water? I'm so thirsty.
Un vaso de agua, ya mismo.
I was so afraid. I didn't think. I'm so glad. I didn't think I was going to make it.
What happened, señorita?
Well, we were flying to Bogota, and we didn't know the mountains, and my husband and I. And so, Ow! My foot! Ow, my ankle! Ow!
Tell
them to drop their weapons!
Botten
sus
armas!
You heard the lady! Drop the weapons!
Botten sus armas!
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to see you, whoever you are. Come on.
What's happening here?
I'll tell you what's happening here. Greed. That's what's happening here.
I am Ricardo Ray. I'm president of Ray del Sol. I hire Mr. Wayne. He works for me. Everything found here is legally mine.
You always tie up your employees?
Take a good look, Ray. This and everything on that helicopter is going to the National Museum where it belongs, where we agreed it would go.
Wait, just a minute, stop.
You say that stuff belongs to you? Fine, take it, we don't care. We just came to bring Douglas here back to the States. You see, his family's got...
Silence! My family? What's happened?
Yeah, it's like the old joke, isn't it? You know, yeah. The army camp says, take one step forward. Take one step forward if you've got both parents. Not so fast. Break it to a gently, Sergeant. Yeah. So... disarmed, and then all of a sudden there's a commotion out on the lake.
Yes. And ripples, there's a big wind and all this.
And then there's a thinly disguised Simon rises out holding a couple of leaves.
It's golden, completely golden.
Golden, yeah.
And all the locals are, oh, it's the legend. And
you know, the gold man. Things like this. And then
they flee, and I think Darcy and Alex take Douglas to the helicopter.
Yeah, and then the museum director guy starts shooting at
Simon. Simon, yes.
And he hits his hand, or he hits the stick that he's holding his hand.
And he falls into the water, doesn't he?
Yeah. And then,
Darcy hasn't flown only once before she flown a helicopter, so you know. Yeah.
I thought it's impressive how quickly they got the helicopter started and running as well.
They like that, though. Have you never seen an episode of Airwolf? It doesn't take that long.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You just turn it on, click the switch, and away you go.
Up you go, straight away, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then...
they're flying around looking for Simon now, who's fell into the water, and he hasn't resurfaced.
They've got all of the thugs on the ground shooting at them.
Yes, they have.
And nobody hits.
Yes. So,
anyway, they go...
And then they notice Simon coming out of the water on the bank, and the bad guys have also spotted him.
Yeah. And then he gets hold of his bag, doesn't he?
He does, which is left by the side. And he
hits a couple of buttons. It's
a balloon. And he flies up towards the helicopter.
Yeah.
And they reunite. It's all good.
I gotta know how you did that.
What? That was just gold paint and palm leaves.
No. You know what I'm talking about. It was like an earthquake down there.
Alex, the earth has its natural noises. You know, the ocean's crashing, volcanoes rumbling. I just gave it a bit of feedback and turned up the volume.
Simon, you rose right out of the water. You just floated there above it. How? I need to know.
Well, that was something I picked up from a guy in Tibet. Now, Darcy, let's radio the local authorities.
They're back in the hospital.
Yeah, they're at the hospital.
Quick it is. Yeah.
They rush his brother off to test him to see if he'll be a match, first of all. Next thing you know, he's obviously had the transplant, so everything's going well. Because I've got, he gives him a present. I'll put Teddy Ruxpin.
Yes, he gave him a 10-year Ruxpin, he does. Yeah, he can talk. This bear can talk, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, yep.
Yeah.
And then we go back to the house. And
Inappropriate from Jack.
Very much so.
His boss is in the bath and he just bursts in there with...
He's about to get in the bath. And Simon's saying, why have you got wires sticking out?
Yeah.
Why have you got wires sticking out of your jacket?
Yeah. Yeah,
and he goes on this real
long, look, too long,
convoluted all round houses thing about basically he wants to interfere with women.
Yes, and they think there's a natural chemistry because there'll be a spark or something.
There'll be a spark and it will set them tingling. But really, what's happening is I'm electrocuting them.
No,
Anyway, he says, maybe not get in the bath.
Yeah.
So then he throws in this
rubber duck.
I can't remember what you call it. It's like the styrofoam stuff that you pack.
Yes,
But it expands. He throws it in, nothing appears to be happening for the first minute, and all of a sudden it starts to swell. And he says, duck. He says, I can't duck, I'm in the water. He says, no, it's a duck.
Sure enough, there it is. Yeah.
Simon, I did it. I put foam under control, and I got the perfect packaging for it. Looks like an egg, right? Watch what happens when I put it in water.
Stop. Why you got wires sticking out your sleeve?
Oh, it's just a new look.
No, they're battery wires.
It's just a new fashion.
Simon says stop. Why are you connected to batteries?
Why? Debbie Snow. Well, everybody wants to go out with her, so I have to do something to get her attention.
I shudder to think what?
Simon, what does a woman feel when a guy turns her on? All tingly, right? Tingles up and down her spine, across the back of her neck, down her...
I get the picture.
Well, all I have to do is find a way to get my arms around her. She completes the circuit and zap, instant tingles.
Sounds very creative to me.
Creativity's contagious. I caught it from you. Help me come up with Puffball. Doc.
Yeah.
No. Doc.
Oh. Oh, Doc. Very good.
Huh? Great, isn't it?
then it's a giant duck.
Yeah. Alex and Darby are eating breakfast.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they're getting on well. And
yes.
Then all of a sudden there's a promotion from upstairs.
Yes.
They go and
yes.
Absolutely predictably,
massive
the duck has completely filled the bathroom.
Yeah.
And Simon's pinned up against the wall.
Yes.
That's it.
That's the episode.
Certainly is.
That is the wizard. I knew nothing about this program.
Yep.
There was a program called Wizard of Waverly Place or something. I thought, oh, maybe that's it, but it wasn't. It was something different.
Yeah. As I said, I mean, the thing is, it's, when you first mentioned this, it sounded familiar. David Rappaport, things like
that.
But when I've looked at, when I read over the write-up on IMDb, he said, no, it's not that. I don't remember this at all. And the same, when I watched it, did not remember this at all.
No.
So I've obviously never seen it before.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it made it to these shores or any shores.
I really don't know. I have no idea.
But you'll be glad to know there was a Save the Wizard campaign in America.
Was there?
Yeah. Yes.
Unsuccessful.
By the creators. Why did you say unsuccessful? Oh, yeah, it was. No, they made no more. They can't even get it on DVD. It's still in the Fox vaults, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure Disney Plus will show it eventually. For all glory.
Oh, no, absolutely. No doubt whatsoever that it will be.
Yeah.
But, it was... It was poor, but it wasn't dreadful.
It wasn't. I quite enjoyed it. I thought the premise was all right. And
yeah, it's just they make basically it was too long in places and too short in others.
Yes,
it was
the first one. So, did you notice who Darcy was? You might not, but I did. It's Gates McFadden from Star Trek: Next Generation.
But she wasn't Gates at this time. She was Kathy or something like that, wasn't it? Her stage name was, but I know, when you mentioned it, I do remember it is Gates McFadden.
Yes.
Her name was something else at the time.
And this is the only episode she was in.
Right, okay. Was this just literally a to-sell pilot then, rather than the start of a season?
No, there was 19 episodes. It was fully fledged.
Right, okay, so this was just the first episode of 19. It wasn't actually a two-cell pilot that...
I don't think so. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Because we know nothing about this programme, and there's very little online about it. It gives you the basic facts and premise and tells you about the campaign. They did flyers and did phone calling people to try and save the wizard.
Yeah.
And the website's still up running today. I think they might have trouble bringing it back now, but...
Yes. I think you're right.
Because Gates McFadden is no bigger star now. So,
yeah, that's right, yeah.
And what's his name? Douglas Barr is, of course, he does more directing and stuff now than acting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think he'd come back either.
I'm not saying
the elephant in the room. I'm not going there.
No. Absolutely not. But David, I was discussing this earlier with Wendy. We were in the car.
Riveting conversations you have.
isn't it, Jess? But she was asking what I'd watched this week, and I was telling her And I said it was David Rappaport. And obviously, we know who David Rappaport is because we've seen him in so many different things. But I said, you know, he did very little really in England before he went to America. And
then the Time Bandits must have really launched him. The Time Bandits, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Because he was in all sorts. I mean, I remember him being in L.A. Law.
Yes, he did lots of American shows,
He did. He did loads of American shows. And I instantly started chuckling about Time Bandits because I love that film.
Yes, yeah.
It's a brilliant film. Because I was saying, and she has seen it, but she doesn't remember much about it.
I was like... David Warner as evil.
David Warner as evil. Wasn't it John Gielgud that did God?
Oh, he was the voice, wasn't he? Yeah. Or did you actually see God?
No, all you saw was his face, but it was like, it was huge, and it was like it was backlit and things like this, and it was shadowy, but it was, I'm sure it was John Gielgud's face. But anyway...
And I remember John Cleese as playing like Prince Charles, didn't they? As Robin Hood. Oh, you're poor. Oh, that's nice for you.
But also, so like, wasn't it Ian Holm was Napoleon?
Yes, that's right. Michael Palin was also in it. Monty Python sort of get together, weren't it?
But also the thing is, there, as well as David Rappaport, there was Kenny Baker was in one of the group, wasn't he?
Yeah, he could have been. There was quite a lot of them in the group, weren't there?
Yeah, there were quite a few of them.
Yeah, Kenny Baker was Fidget. That's it.
It was just such a good film. So much fun, you know, what they did with it. It was absolutely brilliant.
I'm not sure if he done very well at the time. I can't remember.
I think but the thing is, when you look at a lot of the films that were around at that time, have since become absolutely, you've only got to look at one of the best examples of that. It was a little bit after that, but it was Princess Bride.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know anybody that's seen that doesn't like it. And when you watch it, you can see that it's sort of like it's held together with string, and it just works. It's just so good, and everybody in it is so good that it just works. It's brilliant. It's such a good film.
Yes,
but anyway, I digress.
There was a chance that David Rappaport and Gates McFadden would be reunited because he was going to star in an episode of Star Trek.
Right.
Called The Most Toys, and he filmed quite a lot of it, but he hadn't filmed it all. And obviously, they went to try and get him on set or call him from wherever to get him to do, because he did turn up one day, and of course, he tried to take his own life. He hadn't, and they had to replace him at the last minute with someone else.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Something else I found out this week. It's completely unrelated.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Time Bandits and that. For whatever reason, I just got onto the Ghostbusters thing.
Yes.
And I had no idea that we saw a trailer for the new Ghostbusters.
Frozen Empire.
Yeah. I saw a trailer for that, and I had no idea that Annie Potts she plays a receptionist, and she plays Meemaw in Young Sheldon.
Oh, my God. Now you said it. It is the same one.
And she is also the original receptionist from Ghostbusters.
Yes, she is. Yes, I know she's the original receptionist, but I didn't put the two and two together.
Absolutely no idea. But also what I didn't realise was she was initially going to be Alex in Fatal Attraction, you know, the Ghost part.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was her part. She was going to do it, and it took so long to make that she was doing another series or something. She didn't want to do it anymore, so it got given to Glenn Close.
Yeah, what's she ever done?
That was her part.
Uh-huh.
But, I think she's brilliant. I think she's great, but I had no idea that it was her.
No, I never put the two and two together. No. I suppose.
Anyway. Getting back to the Wizard.
If you had to score this out of 10, then of course you do.
Five.
Yeah. I'm feeling more generous. I'm going to go in a 6 for this episode.
Right, okay. Yeah, I think I can see that. Yeah,
I think other episodes might be better or worse, but it wasn't. Yeah. I didn't hate this premise. I thought, it's all right. David Rappaport, he was good. I liked him in this.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really, apart from probably Jack, who was really irritating.
Yeah, Jack
was. I haven't got a problem with anybody in it.
No, the cast was good.
Itself was okay. It was. I think they rushed bits that they didn't need to because they had overly long, like the car chase was about 5 minutes longer than it needed to be.
Not enough time on the rescue, too much time on the car chase, I thought.
Yes, yeah.
But basically, no, this...
it was, and, you know, the story itself was good.
Yeah.
And I can imagine, you know, it would have, I'm not going to watch the rest of it, but I could imagine it would have led to a pretty good, you know, it was a good premise for a program.
Yeah.
It, you know,
it's like kind of like MacGyver.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, very, very much. But as I say, if Darby wasn't in it, I mean, they're going to have got another woman in there to be the...
they did. The housekeeper. She came into it. She's listed...
She's not I'm assuming that Darby and Alex were going to be a bit sparky.
Bruce, will they, won't
Bruce
they?
Bruce Willis, Sybil Shepherd.
They had a good chemistry between them, so, yeah.
The person I'm assuming was the housekeeper, that's not going to be happening.
No, not at all.
So, you know, they obviously went in a different direction with that. But,
I mean, I don't know if they let... gates go. They left the gate open. She got something better.
Yeah.
But I imagine she would have signed up for the whole series if she.
That's why I wondered if this was a to sell pilot rather than this first episode of a series, because I can't imagine that they would have made a whole.
It's hard to think that some executive would say, no, I don't like this Darcy person. Get rid of her.
No, unless she was getting paid more than everybody else. Yeah. But I can't. Yeah, I can't see that. And you know, she will have added to the program.
Yes, I think so. You also know she did all the choreography for Labyrinth with David Bowie. Yeah,
I know she was in it, but it was. Another odd but good film.
Yes, it's very, very English.
Yes, very, very, very English.
But, yes, like Time Bandits.
Yeah. Oh, Time Bandits again. I'm going to have to watch that again sometime.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Because, I do love that film. And obviously, Wendy's obviously forgotten a lot of it because
I was trying
to tell her some of the people that were in it, and she were they? I said, you have seen this film, haven't you? Yeah, I've seen it. I just don't remember much about it.
I think it's where one of the minions says to, like, David Warner, who's playing evil. Yeah. He says, why don't we just do this or this? And he zaps him and kills him right away. He says, that's a good point.
That's right. And it's also, it's like, when they start trying to tie him up.
Yeah.
Do you remember? They're running around him with ropes and everything. And he turns into like a big Ferris wheel.
That's thing, right, yeah. Not
a Ferris wheel, one of those chair aeroplane things. So they're all swinging at him.
Yeah.
And then the little scissors come out of his hat.
It cuts them all off.
It's just brilliant. Like setups and things like this where they just and they go back to the different points in history.
Yes, that's
it. It's just such a great film.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, and David Rappaport is brilliant in it. And, they all are of that bunch because you can see that they're more mischievous than, and they're just sort of out to thieve anything they can get, aren't they?
That's it, yeah.
But, and while all the time trying to avoid God.
Yes. Yeah, she does come in at the end, doesn't he? Because he takes the map off of them.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, and he does say, you know, he says, I knew you were going to steal it.
Yeah, he goes, I went to find out where all the holes were. Yeah.
I wanted to find out where all the things were, and I was interested to see what you did. So I don't mind.
Yeah.
You're only doing what I made you do anyway. But it's a great film.
Yes.
Yeah. We digress.
We digress. Yes, but yes, Wizard, not terrible. There you go.
No. Yes, that's it. Not awful.
Not awful. I did not hate watching this. I did not keep looking at the counter thinking, why aren't you moving? No, I thought there's not enough time left to wrap this up.
The only problem I had with the clock was the fact that we hadn't left his house when we were about 25 minutes into a 45-minute programme.
Yeah.
Thinking, where is this going?
Yeah. Is this going to be a part two?
Yeah, to be continued.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you're thinking, well, obviously then they've had to do it so that he's got no working out or anything to do. It's basically, oh, I've been looking at these maps and I've decided we're going here.
Yeah.
Because that's where El Dorado is. You know, it's not like people have been looking for it for 600 years.
It's not like it's lost. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, they should have asked me then, shouldn't they?
Maybe in the years that he was missing and they couldn't find him, he'd been to El Dorado.
Yeah.
But anyway, not terrible.
No.
Better than Red Shoe Diaries, I think we agree.
God, yes. I think you'll get no argument from me on that. Yeah. That's an hour that I'm never getting back.
An hour? Did you watch two?
No, it took me that long to watch that episode.
It was quite taxing, wasn't it?
It was. I couldn't do it all in one sitting. I really couldn't.
I realised halfway through watching it the first time, I was actually looking at my phone and watching the episode. I thought, oh no, I'm supposed to be taking notes.
They're still going at it. Yeah.
Were they boobs? Did I see boobs? Yeah. Let's rewind that bit. Oh yeah. He forgot to blur that bit.
That must be when the bloke with the blurry out button, he went for a wee or something. Forgot about that bit.
Or he nodded off during that bit.
Yeah. That's more likely actually, yeah.
Yeah. Well. On to other things.
Yes. Onwards and upwards, he hopes.
Yes. Well, I don't think we're going to find anything of this calibre again. Because I scaled through all the pilots on YouTube looking for stuff to do. This one was like the second programme I clicked on. I thought, winner. Yeah. We've got a winner.
We have a winner, yes.
And I watched it then. I watched it all the way through then. I thought, no, this ain't bad. I can do this. A lot of the others I've passed on. But they might come back.
Yeah, I was going to say. That barrel's not been fully spaced yet.
No.
Never mind.
Until next time.
I've got something come up on my screen, I don't know.
Ooh.
No, it's all right. It's rubbish.
Red Shoe Diaries. Box set.
Yeah. Delete.
It is rubbish.
Delete. Yes. Oh, dear.
Red Shoe Diaries fan, I see.
If you enjoyed Red Shoe Diaries, perhaps you would like this.
Yes. The Playboy channel.
Yes, perhaps not.
No.
Right.
All right.
Okie doke.
All right.
Good.
Yes.
We're going to turn into a pumpkin soon. Right.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, white chocolate, I'll let you go.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. It's cool to have a nickname.
Oh,
forget about it in a month.
Not so much, though. Yeah, quite possibly.
About a
something
month.
Something will remind you.
Yeah. And something come back.
Yeah.
Probably Easter.
Yeah, like PTSD.
Yeah. What? I've got a Milky Bar. Yeah. Easter egg? What's that wrong with?
Oh, dear. Yeah, so. I'll go. Right. Bye.